أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كل الطعام كان حلا لبني إسرائيل إلا ما حرم إسرائيل على نفسه من قبل أن تنزل التوراة قل فأتوا بالتوراة فاتلوها إن كنتم صادقين فَمَنِ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبَ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ قُلْ صَدَقَ اللَّهُ فَاتَّبِعُوا مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَظِيمُ Inshallah we discuss verses 93, 94 and 95 of Surah Ali Imran. In the last verse, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala said that you will never acquire bir, righteousness, and you will not be regarded amongst the abrar until you spend that which you love most. Here Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala responds to the Bani Israel, both the Yahud and the Nasara, that when our Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was asked fundamentally about the deen of Islam, what does it entail? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's very brief and concise response was that this deen of Islam, and I myself, that is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, follow the millat, the deen, the way of life of Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. To this, the Yahud and to a fair extent the Nasara had responded to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that that is not the truth, it is not a reality, you lie. Because Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam did not eat the meat of camel and he did not drink its milk because it was haram upon him, it was prohibited upon him, and even upon Nuh alayhi salatu was salam before him. So in response to that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed these verses, that if you followed the millat, if you followed the way of life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam, then how is it possible that you eat the meat of camel, you drink its milk, then there is no correlation, there is no relationship between the two of you, and your claim then is a false claim, and wa na'udhu billah, you are a liar. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala responds to this. Allah ta'ala says, kullu ta'ami kana hillan li bani Israel, all foods were lawful wa halal for the Bani Israel, illa ma harrama Israelu ala nafsi, except that which Israel alayhi salam had made haram, had prohibited upon himself. Who is Israel? Israel refers to Sayyiduna Yaqub alayhi salatu wassalam. He is one of those Nabis of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala by whom Allah ta'ala refers to two names in the Quran. One is Yaqub and one is Israel. Isra means Abd and Il means Allah in their language, and hence Abdullah will be its translation. So he had made it haram upon himself, he had prohibited it upon himself, and hence that is the truth and the reality. Historically, if we understand it, that his father was Ishaq and Ishaq's father was Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. So Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam son, Sayyiduna Ishaq alayhi salam, and then Sayyiduna Yaqub alayhi salatu wassalam. So if there were any traces of any kind of prohibition, then that trace had begun from Sayyiduna Yaqub alayhi salatu wassalam. There was no prohibition whatsoever in the time of Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. The truth and the reality was this, was Sayyiduna Yaqub alayhi salatu wassalam had suffered from sciatica, that is an illness, a sickness which is known as Irqun Nisa in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and hence he had taken a vow to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that, O Allah, if you cure me, if you remedy me from this, then the food and drink that is most beloved to me, I will give up I will prohibit it upon myself, I will make it haram upon myself. And that was the meat and the milk of camel. And hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had cured him from that, and hence he had prohibited himself, and he did not partake of neither the flesh nor the milk of the camel. At this point, some ulama have very beautifully put it, that here he had made it haram upon himself. In other words, he had given it up for the sake of a physical illness, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had cured him. In the previous verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to us, give up that which we love for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and Allah ta'ala will grant us the cure of our spiritual illnesses, and that is spend what we love most for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings out this aspect. And again now, if you look historically, Sayyiduna Yaqub alayhi salatu wassalam, and then from Sayyiduna Yaqub alayhi salatu wassalam, we come down to his children, the 12 children of Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salatu wassalam. From there emerged the Bani Israel, and then came Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, and then came the Torah. So hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مِن قَبْلِ أَن تُنَزَّلَ التَّوْرَةَ. All of this happened before the revelation of the Torah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here implies that there was no prohibition from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In originality, the prohibition was on Yaqub alayhi salatu wassalam, which he prohibited upon himself. But the fact is that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, it was permissible for him. So the allegation against our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam is an unfounded, untrue allegation that he follows the millat of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. He eats the meat and he drinks the milk of camel, and it was not prohibited upon Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. The truth and the reality is this, that whether it was halal or whether it was haram in the Torah is not really a reality or a truth that one could ascertain. But however, we find that in the Bible it has been there that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken about it, that Allah ta'ala had revealed upon Sayyidina Musa and Harun alayhim salatu wassalam the prohibition of both the flesh and the milk of the camel. But one cannot ascertain whether it was an insertion from the side of the people or whether it was an original revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قُلْ فَأْتُوا بِالتَّوْرَاتِ فَتْلُوهَا إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Allah ta'ala said, now say to them, bring the Torah, read the Torah and show us that it was haram upon Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. If you are truthful in this claim that this was haram upon Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam. فَمَنْ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبَ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ. Then whoever fabricates a lie in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thereafter, after you have clarified that it was not in the Torah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made it haram upon Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Then such are the unjust people that they have made this allegation. It is unfounded and they are not eager to even clarify this, to clear the air insofar as that is concerned. قُلْ صَدَقَ اللَّهِ. Say, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken the truth. فَاتَّبِعُوا مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا. So follow the creed, follow the way of life of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, who was Hanif. Hanif means that he had left the ways of waywardness, the way of astrayedness, and he followed the way of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam was not a polytheist. He did not ascribe any partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarifies the issue, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ascertains that our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in the very fundamentals of deen, in the very primary aspect aspects of deen, our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam followed the footsteps of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. Insofar as Tawheed is concerned, there was absolutely no difference between all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.